You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hi again.
So here's how friendship works in my world. Okay. So I've just come off the phone to you. Well, I had a message. I opened the message. It's from Evo. Do you know what it said?
Yeah.
No,
I did ask, I questioned him because
I told him never to answer your call again, never to respond to any message.
No, and I gathered that.
No, I didn't. I told him after you called him, to stress it out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stress my phone out, mate, please. Anyway, his message was, and his message said, do you want me to change locks on the house?
Pardon?
He said, do you want me to change the locks? His message was, do you want me to get the locks changed on the house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you understand what that means?
No, but I mean,
right.
I do want to get threat,
and people are threatening you, and mm-hmm. his response is, can I help protect you?
Mm-hmm.
And he's literally, I mean, like, let's be honest, he's not fucking, I mean, like, he probably did get a sponsorship target by moving on. But, like, he would lay down in the fucking road for me, mate. Like, he was fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's the shit that matters to me, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, really, if you look deep down in your heart and stuff, you know that's
yeah.
what I mean. That's the way I'm made.
All I want going forward is to resolve this issue. If Mehul wasn't in the company, I would have had no issue with what's happening. But I do feel that whatever.
I'll give you clarification, but I'm telling you, Mehul will not be part of this company going forward.
Mm-hmm.
End up. That's the way it's going. And the thing is, he talks about his 15 million and his fucking cars and all this shit. Fucking hell, you think he's fucking stolen millions of quid off him when he borrowed 11 grand to fucking pay his family at one point. The reality is, mate, he's not as rich as he fucking claims to be, as everyone is with money, you know? You know, it's just bullshit, mate. And, you know, he's completely gone about this the wrong way with me. You know, that fable where, like, someone's walking in the sun and the sun sets the wind, you know, trying to see if we can get closer.
I don't think, the long and short of it is, I don't think, you know, he's not gone about it the right way with you necessarily, because, yeah, he's...
And let's be honest, nor have you.
But I also think you're not helping him.
The only reason that you and I are speaking
is
because I care about you. That's really
mm-hmm.
the only reason, mate. So I
Sorry, yeah, and I don't want to see you.
I heard this morning
where you're screwed
you were
over.
Sending out fucking a million emails or whatever, and I was like, "Jace, come on, mate." And I don't care about you sending a million emails if you want. That doesn't bother me. But like, you know,
you've got to remember why I sent those emails. It's because you basically
I don't care why you sent emails, Jace. I don't.
You basically threatened.
Mate, I told you that. I said to you. I said get ready to rumble or something. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but look, changing the shareholding and the directorship, you know that was
yeah,
going to...
Why have I done it? Just to protect...
But you knew it was going
to
cause...
Protect, I've done it to
knew that that response was going to come.
I don't mind. You can do whatever response you want, but... I'm still going to protect my family, man.
Look, the long and short of it, George, is even if you were to fall out massively, I would never want to do anything that
I read up.
Affects your shareholding in any way that, look, in any way or form, because the way I see it is, look, those shares are not just yours, they're obviously Adam Voss's, they're your mum's, and
let's be honest.
Irrespective of whatever
They're all mine. Yeah? But they're all theirs.
Yeah,
right,
I have not had
£1 from everything we have done paid into my bank account. But £1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all gone to it's all gone to Jamie, it's gone off to the Caribbean, or whatever it's gone. I don't even fucking know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, man. I fucking... I'm standing in my garden. 40 years I've had this house. My mum gets up, she's away at the moment of the week. She gets up every day, she makes me eggs. She feeds me, my little puppy now is running in the garden. I'm 42 years old, mate.
Mm-hmm.
This matters to me more than any of that shit. And you know what? I'm in places to have it all. My mum is not like that. But the principle matters to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And I'm a fool to myself, mate. Yeah. Like, as in, if anyone wants to pop a fight, I'll spend $500,000.
I don't want to fight.
And I'll spend 5 years doing it. But it's because I'm an idiot. Like, it's not going to make me happy, mate. I'll be really fucking miserable. This is God's honest truth. I'll be fucking miserable as shit. But it's just, I don't know how to back down from shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
Look, I think going forward, there has to be a little bit of a question about how things are run. I don't want a dictatorship, and I don't want it to be dictated.
Can I give you some advice, by the way?
Go on.
You don't run it either, mate.
No, and I don't want to be dictating.
No,
myself.
But I
don't
want
dictatorship,
I am
and I that means...
This is a bit why I was like, can you please... You sent something to me saying, stay out of it, it's my name on the door, yeah? It's never been your name on the door. Like, it is your name on the door, but I... You know, you said something about X, Y, and Z. What did I say to you? I said, I fucking indemnify you. I underwrite it. I've never, ever betrayed my fucking position to you. Nor to Linton either. Ever.
The way things have unfolded with Stuart, though, recently, have made me a little bit question things, because Stuart has been put on the verge of bankruptcy, and I've looked at it.
Stuart lied to you, mate.
I don't...
I know I shouldn't say that.
Regardless of whether Stuart has lied or not lied, I do not want... I look at what's happened to Stuart, and I worry that if I was in the same situation,
That's fucking horseshit, mate. That is fucking horseshit. The only reason Stuart is still functioning and is not bankrupt is because of me. That's the only reason. He's had $3,000 a month for a joint economy. You know, he's had this money, that money, whatever. I've never, ever, I just wanted him, even if it was as a loan, I just wanted him to honour what he said he would do, mate.
Yeah.
You've got to remember, he's got $400,000. How much, you have nothing. You don't have any equity in your house. And yet you work your fucking nuts off. How is that fair? That he's going, oh my God, this is like life changing, this, that and the other. And the company that you're an integral part of spends hundreds of thousands of pounds and he doesn't contribute a penny. How is that fair?
No, but in fairness to Stuart, he said when he's earning, he's more than willing to have that deduction from his earnings.
But ask Sam and Yogis, mate, when he's earning, when he brings this in, when he brings that in. As far as I can tell, he's never bought anything. He's got ITC, may bring us some money, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, in terms of the cost, both in terms of the actual financial cost, but also in terms of the time. And I like Stuart, mate. Honestly, I do. And I don't want to fuck him, and I want to help him, and blah, blah.
But the problem is, people are looking at the Stuart situation, whether it's me, whether whoever else it is, and the perception, and I keep coming back to this thing, the perception is not good.
But you can also understand, I am a little bit of a proud person, and I feel like, why do I have to justify myself for it? Like, I would justify myself to you, because you're my friend, but if you ask me to do it as a... if I do it to you as a friend, I'll do it wholeheartedly. If I have to do it to you professionally, you get 10% of that whole lot, of course. It's just the way I am, mate. I can't change it. Well, I probably can, but I don't want to anymore. Too old.
So,
I've actually always looked out for you, mate.
Yeah, so the problem is, look, it's a perception thing, okay? We collectively want to do the right thing for Stuart. However, sometimes people have looked at it and people are questioning George, and this is the problem. People are questioning.
Okay, because I'm
you
so
have
sad,
to, you
I'm
have
like
to
let
dissipate
them question,
that.
I'm like
you
I'm like
to...
let them question and fuck them. That's how I feel about it.
I know that's how you feel, but
and you will say that's a stupid response, George, as a
yeah,
managing a company. But you know what? I just make JC. I make my decisions based on my heart. I always have, and I actually like that.
So I've had, you know, numerous times of the Stuart thing.
I rang you today because of my heart.
Yeah.
Think Schneider would have rung you this morning if it was the same situation?
No, obviously not. Look, we both made the choice though with Schneider, and we know why.
Yeah, okay, fine, yeah, I agree with that.
But
you know what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah. I think there is a question to be asked that sometimes all people want from you sometimes is I think there need to be more collaborative.
You were also supposed to defend me, right? Not like criticise me. Like you should be the person in those conversations going, yeah, you're best bollocks. George will always fucking backs 100%.
No, I try to sit by you, but when everybody is questioning you, I can't turn a blind eye to everybody. That's why I am in a difficult situation.
Imagine being me, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You're given 3 years of your life, fucking busting your balls, fucking no violence, right? But you've lost two relationships, your body's in a fucking mess from cuts, you've lost your fucking mind to a degree. But don't ever, you know, Linton said to me earlier, because all you got the person came to her and I said, how am I not?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a man who backs down from a fight? Am I a man who's still not fucking driving for what I believe in? And I'm not. I may be hurt. I may have a few scars. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Still fucking me, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Still stand up for what I fucking believe in. I still fight to the ends of the fucking earth. I still back morality over fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never fucking changed. And yes, I may have had a hard time.
Well, if we're backing morality over money, surely we should be stomaching some of that with Stuart, because there, as I've always said,
there's
an alignment.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah, but it's taken a toll.
Because he reneged on so much shit you have no idea about, mate. Honestly, like, we are 100 to 200,000 pounds out of pocket. Okay?
No, I accept we are massive.
But it doesn't matter. In the end, actually, your advice was probably right. Because I actually just needed to get the fucking contract done. The sad thing in that process is that you question me.
I don't want to question you, but look.
But you did, didn't you?
Look, I believe...
I know, Jason, I know in your heart...
Yeah, I did question you.
I know in your heart of hearts you're actually a very decent bloke, mate. I wouldn't be spending the time talking to you now if I didn't believe that. Okay, honestly, I wouldn't have even bothered to call you.
I think if people are asking questions, I feel that I have to relay
but
that
to
you.
It's not your responsibility, mate. Run IT.
Yeah, and look, I think it's important to have accountability. That's all I will say. Whether that's you asking me
I'm more than happy to have accountability. Honestly, yeah. I have nothing to
But it has to be done transparently
do.
As well.
And going forward, we'll have management accounts, but you know, like, we've had to do a lot of brown envelope shit where no one else has been willing to do it except me. You know, so it's all very well people criticising, but like, where the fuck were they when the fucking chips were down?
And I think this is why we
And actually, who put up for fucking live sport? $5,000 from fucking Alec, your entire bonus you offered, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
And I think there needs to be a conversation.
There with Vic Ferraris. Where was he? Because I sent the guy down, started a contract with him at 4 in the morning, saying he got... And he should have fucking taken it, because he's going to get 23% now, not 36%.
I mean, look, this is why I think there needs to be a conversation face-to-face on this matter, because I think you have a side to tell, Mel has a side to tell, and I think...
But I don't... I'm not dictating my side. I'm just telling you that I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. There were many discussions had, about we'll buy half of Matt's shares. And I told you, to Adam and I, it makes a difference of 53 to 55%, something like that. It's like nothing for us. The difference it makes is to Matt and Anthony. And I told you this a year or so ago. I said, the way I thought the best solution was, we're always going to have this conversation, why don't we just say the differential should be given to the people in the company?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I remember you saying that, to be fair.
Well, I did say that. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And also, if Mattel wants to claim 36, then here's fucking 42 grand or something to the company. If we're both going to buy half, and so do I. So, fine, I'll give you the money. 42 grand to the company, he needs to do the same. Because at the moment, the company's paid for it.
Yeah, I think the long and short of it, I think we need to have a discussion at some point. I think it would be good. I know you don't want to talk to Mehul.
No, it's fine. We should do it, but can we do it like dancing or karaoke stuff?
If you want, fine. I don't care how it's done, but I really think we need
mind.
To do
so
it.
Should we just end the conversation now and we'll speak again later, okay?
Okay. To wrap up...
Please
stop
sending emails to people, by the way.
It's not
helping you or helping them.
Yeah, I'd like to have a bit of a ceasefire. I do agree with that. I think I wasn't the aggressor.
You were the aggressor, mate, because you didn't sign the contract.
I'm sorry, but I saw the changes on Company's House, and those weren't acted by me. They were acted by you.
Yeah, they were acted by me on behalf of the company due to the legal documentation.
And I don't believe I would have wanted to appoint people to sack myself, okay?
Well, you didn't think it through, mate.
I'm sorry, but I would not have appointed people.
Are you saying you don't think I have the documents to support it? I'll send it to you this afternoon.
Fine, if you think that's the way, but if
I wanted to fuck you, I could entirely fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay?
All I want to do...
Do you not understand this, Jason, you fucking idiot? I don't want to fuck you.
No, then why did you file those documents this morning, Ben?
Because you fucking threatened me, mate.
I didn't threaten you.
You threatened
my position.
You threatened my fucking position and my power against my family.
I didn't threaten you.
And I will always put my family ahead of anyone.
No, I didn't threaten you.
I'm still not here talking to you, not trying to fuck you, okay?
I did not want to sign that document after Mehul sent that email. That's the only thing.
Well, fuck it. But then you're a pussy.
I wasn't going to say I'm not
signing. When Kelly Kinkler jumps up and down, oh my God, I need a fucking bill paying. Fuck off, you Australian blonde cunt. And you're a manipulator. And, I just don't get it.
I just don't understand
why. You know, just because someone's threatening shit. Like, fuck bullies, mate. Fuck fucking Tinkler.
Let's keep Pat Kelly out of this. When that email came in, I wanted to just literally hold fire. Don't want to sign
What's
or
email?
Not sign.
What's
I
email?
Think it's better not to
What's
ask.
What email are you talking about?
Conversation. I'm talking in response to the email that Mehul sent yesterday.
I didn't even read it, actually.
You saw the email about 8 o'clock. Anyway, going forward...
I've seen he sent a couple of emails, but I haven't really read them in depth.
This is the email that Mehul sent last night, which is why...
What did it say?
Oh, without prejudice, whatever it is. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I don't...
Let me get my fucking pants with you, minority shareholder.
No.
But he's got a fucking letter stamp on it.
I'm not going to unfairly treat people, okay? I'm going to try and keep...
But I'm not unfairly treating people.
I will treat...
We made a deal of how this is going to play out, and he's reneged on that.
Well, that's why we need a discussion, I think. The long and short of it is...
I'm more than happy. I'll send Voci down.
Whether you send Voci over, whatever, whether you come down, I think it would be good... Look, I think it would be good to actually have a face-to-face talk about it.
I'm not sure it would be so good for the whole night, actually.
I think it will help build...
I'm really not sure if it's so good for the whole.
I know you don't want to speak to Mehul at the moment.
No, I'd like to see him, but not to speak so much.
Well, I can make some various interpretations of that.
Please will, I know your interpretation is probably correct.
I'm sure one of the interpretations might be...
Because all I'm saying is, I have a lot of respect. Sorry, actually, let me be genuine about this. I'm still being sarcastic, in case you're wondering. I really respect people who don't, you know, turn up for the fight and then turn up after the fight and say, oh, how much does the fight cost? And by the way, I'd like some of that money back if you've overspent on your courageous and you fucking parasitical motherfucking coward.
No, I think there needs to be discussions because I think...
No, I mean, it's going to go pretty well. You can probably tell that I'm pretty up for it. Jason, let's speak later, mate.
I do agree with certain elements of what you're saying. Look, you have been in the fight more than Matt Hall. I have been in the fight.
Smashing stone in the fucking face. Well, you know.
Yeah, and I have been in the fight more than Matt Hall, maybe. And that's why I think there has to be a discussion to say, where does the land lie? I think it's important.
The land lies here. You're a minority shareholder. You get a dividend. Now fuck off that building. You fucking parasitical, divide and conquer, undermining, fucking coward.
I think
the chat's going to go.
No, and there is also another conversation to be had about decisions, because I know you want... You know, look, I see if you're 52% shareholder or whatever, you want to be able to have control, but there does come a point where you need to keep people happy, and if people aren't happy like they are now...
No, I am happy. So, if for example, if I need to put loads of percent to keep people happy, that's fine. This won't be a big
I'm... All I'm saying is, I'm back in the... Look, I know you're being sarcastic. All I'm saying is...
Do you love me when I'm in this mode?
All I'm saying is... I know you're trying to be a bit difficult about it and silly about the situation.
I ain't going below 50%, right? But I'll do everything to empower the management team that can make decisions under that, okay?
Yes,
that's it, bottom line. And I hope that the management team is awesome so I can go and fucking sit on the beach for a year. That's literally what I want. And I'll dial in once a week, and the basic decisions
that,
are raised.
That has to be very apparent to others, I think, to make that...
What do you mean, apparent to others? I've fucking been talking to all of you about it all week.
Yeah. If people are allowed to make decisions...
I support the steering committee, I support the leadership team, yes. Let's take a vote. And then just as we're about to take a vote, I'll whip out my pistol, shoot four of them, and then I get the vote. Mate, I do get this. Like, TTN and TFX, right? They wanted to fucking delay it, put the fight up. That's a brilliant decision.
Look, George, we're not all going to make the right decision. And look,
I have to allow people to make mistakes.
And I think TFX
is something where I try to do that as an example. But it's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for me when I fucking knew it was a stupid decision.
Do you not sometimes think, though, for your own sanity, sometimes it's better for us to make a collective mistake than you've made a mistake and then everyone throws the blame at you?
Yes, is the answer.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm agreeing to do what I'm agreeing to do.
Okay. And with shareholding...
And I know I will sit in that room sometimes and go, you...
That's fine, and that's part of business, to be honest, to have to get
And selfishly, the benefit to me in the next 3 months, 6 months, whatever, is I get to go to rehab or something to equivalent and become more at peace with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make the pressures too much. I try to do too much. I can't do it. And therefore it creates a bottleneck and I let people down.
And I think this is why people are asking questions of you, because we can see you're struggling.
But can you understand that? I resent that a little bit, because I still think I perform, you've no idea what I'm doing. I think that's part of it, is no one sees the work I'm doing. Yeah?
But and this is what this
I'm probably I'm not functioning at 100% that I used to. I'm probably functioning at 70. But if I'm arrogant enough to say this, well, I am arrogant enough to say this, my 70% still kicks the motherfucking shit out of most people. But it doesn't make me happy, mate, and I'm telling you as a mate, I actually just would like some time to be able to chill.
Don't we all, but look, I'm looking at...
Well, but you say that, mate, but like you went to fucking Hong Kong, you went out with your family, you've had all the... I haven't had a break, unless it's been enforced fatigue where I've slept for a week.
But you are living with your family. My family are abroad, and I actually haven't seen my family for the most part for 2 years.
But do you remember what we used to talk about? We used to talk about buying places in fucking Bulgaria, all this shit.
Yeah.
You and me, pounds. That's what we used to do. That's why you filmed me, mate.
Mm-hmm.
And you always go, But, look, you know, that's it. Like, I fucking, you know, I did, honestly, like, and the only reason I've called you this morning is for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually said to myself last night, I will never speak to Jason or the hell again.
No, and then today,
I heard you were fucking... So here's what actually happened today. Someone rang me and said, you're sending loads of fucking emails to everyone, yeah? Now, I have not rung you to say don't send emails. Send as many emails as you want, I don't give a shit, right? I've actually rung you because that said to me, Jason's worried, and he's stressing. Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's why I rung you, right?
Yeah, and you knew why I sent those emails, because I saw what was on the...
I haven't even seen the fucking emails, mate. I haven't even seen them.
No, but I don't even know what's going on.
The bottom line is, you probably shit yourself because you thought something was going to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want
anyway.
I want you to be happy and have a great life. That's what I want for you.
And I want you to be, and I...
No,
I want
you don't need to worry about me. I want everyone to be happy,
and that includes you, it includes Orbit, it includes Linda, and it does include Metal. I know you don't want
to... No, I'm happy for Metal.
Yeah.
I'll come down, we'll have a chat, I'll smack him in the face, and then he can go and, like, you know, do his trading and stuff. And then we'll send him a dividend. I won't betray him his dividend.
I think you and him, if you can stop this war between you, I think we can work.
There's no war. I'm just going to kill his children.
I think there's... Look.
That was a joke. Just to clarify, it was absolutely a fucking joke. I would never touch the children.
to wrap up, let's have this meeting. The leadership is one thing, the shares is another thing. And to be honest, the shares isn't Mehul, the shares is the Rambeer thing that has made...
Mate, I don't give a shit about the shares. I'm just telling you, I ain't going below 50%. I'd rather lose both my testicles, and they are massive.
If you're saying
about... But I will support anything above that. So if you want to buy shares off Matt and Rand and Anthony, then we'll do that. If there's an agreement that's like midpoint with Mehul, that's fine. Or if there needs to be non-voting shares, that's fine. Okay?
Look,
but I'm not doing that to enforce my 52%. I'm doing it because I have OCD and people stole from me when I was a kid or from my family, and it's not going to happen.
I see your angle with that, but...
But, mate, there's no point. Don't carry on.
No, I see your angle with that, but that rests on Matt selling shares, and that again, is another dialogue to have. I think everybody should...
sell shares, then people get fucking non-voting shares. I'm not going to drop those. It's literally never, ever going to happen.
I think there needs to be... Yeah, everybody should...
I know, you might go, oh, it should be different. Mehul wants it to be different. Okay?
Look.
It's fine. I understand why you might want that.
People should have their shares because it's an incentive to make them work harder. And
I understand that, but it doesn't need to be voting shares, does it?
The only reason
it needs to be voting shares is because Mehul has impressed that upon you.
No, I always wanted to vote on day one, to be honest.
Voting shares get no dividend. How about that? And then preferential non-voting shares do get a dividend.
Boom.
There you go. There's another compromise that you could do. So, You get money.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, it's just me. I don't know. I'm not doing it to fucking impose, like, fucking dictatorial shit. I want the steering committee or the leadership team, whatever we end up calling it, I want you to run the business. I want to go away, so it be. Right? But it's just the way I am made, mate.
I have no problem with you having 52% if nobody is going to have friction with you. Because...
Well, no, I don't mind having friction with me.
But if there is going to be
friction...
If
people want to have friction with me, that's fine. The thing is, mate, sometimes friction is caused by, you know, like conflict sometimes. But now, all this shit that's going on, the whole business may die, yes? But on the flip side, actually, maybe we end up with a better structure going forward. Yeah?
That's
a good thing. Mehl has friction with me yesterday. He's going, I'm going to go fucking, he's a wealthy guy. He's going to fucking crack on with his money and his 3-inch cock. But you see what I mean? I'm never going to back down, mate, on my morals.
Yes.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
And makes me bankrupt. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. I will never.
We have to have a conversation with Shaz, and I'll tell you what it is. It's the Rambeer thing. It's the Rambeer thing.
I know it's the Rambeer thing. And yeah, I asked Mehl about that. And if Mehl has been fucking straight with me and said, yes, it's the Rambeer thing, yeah? Then I would have been so much more sympathetic. Yeah?
For me, it's a good thing. Not Mehl.
But what he actually said was, no, I'm not worried about that at all.
He might not be worried, but the Rambeer...
Well, of course he's fucking worried, mate. He's fucking... Rambeer's trying to undermine his entire shareholding. And if
he fights,
I'll be using that to my advantage.
Yeah. Look, the Rambeer thing is a case... It's a concern for me. That's why I think it's good for everyone to have their
share. No, okay, so I care more about this. What is the concern for you?
My concern is that there needs to be transparency with shareholding because we don't want a repeat of the Rambeer situation where we might all agree today, but some shit happens in the future and
things... Well, that's what's happening now.
Yeah.
We all agree on the process. What Mehl is doing is wrong. Other people to risk, and it's doing it, and I understand why it's doing it. Yeah?
But this is why I think
it's because of trust. Hang on a sec. He's doing it because he doesn't trust me. Let's be honest about it. That is the reality of the situation. Isn't it?
Possibly. I'm not speaking for Mehl. Mehl is the...
Okay. So my opinion is that he wants to share so he can investigate me. Blah, blah. I'm telling you, mate, there's nothing to investigate. Whatever money I've had, I told you earlier, I haven't had any of it. But whether money has gone to GCV or Gracie's account or Jamie's account, whatever. Bottom line is, mate, same way as today, if I want to evict you as a fucking director, I can do it. Yeah? It will make the company go forward.
I want it because for the interest of the company. Not for Mehl, not for you, not for me.
I'm the same page, mate. But the mistake you've made is thinking backing Mehl or trying to look at the overarching position is the way for
most
people to
go anybody
forward. Whereas actually, no, you should have backed somebody. Because I backed you.
George, I said that. Yes.
Fuck off, mate. I did back
George. Yeah, I said last night, it's not...
Stop using my name as well. Where's my dog gone? Hang on a sec, where's my dog?
I didn't want to take sides, but I wanted... Look, I thought...
You did. By not signing the agreement, you did take sides.
I just wanted to have
I
wanted to have a discussion, because otherwise it's pretty much I'm getting blackmailed for signing something.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to have a discussion.
That's what I feel like. If
online,
I'm
mate.
Not allowed to have a conversation.
And you know
that.
What, mate? The reason the money is higher than it was is because I have to fucking correct the shit fucking Jamie, because he's my friend and I want to protect him.
And I believe that is to
where's my fucking dog?
Pepe!
One sec, mate.
Okay, look.
Pepe! Right, I've got her.
Anyway, let's wrap it up, mate. It's cool. A little bit of progress today. You're a dick, whatever. I forgive you. I'm a dick, probably, every day of the week. So, maybe you forgive me for one of those days. Come on, Pepe. I know I'm a dick, mate. But I'm also the fucking best friend you'll ever fucking have, and you should never forget that, and you have forgotten it.
Look,
and after he'll tell you the same thing, you'll be like, yeah, I'm a dick.
I honestly don't want to be questioning you. If it wasn't for Mel, I would not be
able to just be that.
What?
Oh,
no. As a director, treating shareholders in a sensible manner. That's the way I see it. And that's part of integrity.
Try not to be such a pompous person.
And I don't want to be pompous about it. I just want to be fair to people. And I think
it's worked out, mate. I think it's worked out.
Look, I've not asked for pay rises or anything. So...
What?
You know, so for the last couple of years, I've held off for the most part, you know, on the money
Jason,
front.
Jason, and I've said, you have it, mate. Have it, yeah. Whatever you want, mate. And I mean that, honestly. Like, whatever you think is fair, I think you absolutely have been, like, supporting the company. Yes, you deserve shares, you deserve a pay rise, you deserve a bonus. I will not, well, actually, this morning I was going to reject the bonus and say, that we end and Jason does going forward. But I didn't do that. I rang you instead and tried to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck off. For your afternoon, we'll speak later.
Alright, let's let the water go under the bridge.
Jay, try not to stress everything so much, okay? And try not to talk to everybody about it anymore. You know, it's not a good thing.
But yeah, okay, fair enough. The one thing I will say in return, because people are questioning you at times, George. If I am to back you,
I'm a big boy though. I can handle it.
Yeah. If I am to back you, I need to not be put in a position where I'm in an uncomfortable position, and there needs
need to
be
case.
The transparency.
You back,
because
you don't need to back me. You just don't need to fucking undermine me. I can back myself. Okay.
People are having a few, you know, people are having a few...
Let them, because they're weak. They're weak, they don't know all the facts, and they are gossip-monging motherfuckers. And that's the reality. I don't need to defend myself against people, mate. I know myself. I'm a good person. I make my decisions with integrity. I've told you, if there's a money owed back to the company, I don't think that's going to be the situation. But I do, if there's money owed back to the company, then pay money back to the company. If there isn't money back to the company, the company has lost money, they can't afford to pay it, then I will lend the money back to the company. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything wrong. All I'm doing is like saying that I want the best for the company. So.
Yeah, but you've got to be...
No, but I can't deal with these fucking gossip mongers, mate. I can't deal with it. They're pathetic. I'm not going to deal with it, mate. They want to gossip monger and they want to bitch and they want to fucking moan about it and then go get a fucking job somewhere else.
If people want to question George, they're entitled to question whether they want
no,
to question
not,
me, whether they want to question
not,
you, whether they want to question...
People are not entitled to question shareholdings in the company when they are an employee of the company. I didn't go to fucking... People and go, who owns what? It's wrong, mate. I don't even know why we're even fucking discussing it. You know, like, you're entitled to some shares because you're a fucking loyal, long-term, valuable asset. Well, hang on. I'll give you 50... No, I'll give you 70% on loyal on the basis of you being a dick recently. But, you know, like, I don't have to justify myself, mate, to fucking Laura or fucking whoever else. I don't. And you know what? If she's got an issue with it, let's say Laura's an example, if she's got an issue with it, fuck off. Go get another fucking job.
I'm not going to do it, mate. Because I know me. I know my values. I don't need to justify it to anybody. If I choose to, it's because I choose to. Like this morning, now, talking to you, I have chosen to do that. I've chosen to ring you rather than let it be escalate and just be, we won't speak. Yeah? Because I fucking care about you, mate. That's literally the only, it's got nothing to do with business for me. Nothing. It's just because I actually, deep down, I think you're actually a fucking decent guy. I think you've been a dick, and you probably think I've been a dick, that's fine. But
yeah,
I do care about you. That's the bottom line. I care about
you. Yeah, I think we can agree on that.
I don't want you to be unhappy, and I want you to have as much success as we can make out of this business. It's literally, that is what drives me, mate.
Can I put a proposition forward on shares? And it doesn't have to be active today, but I think we need
to... No, you can't. I want to go now and cover the dog.
Can I...
I'm done. Jason,
I've listened to you. I've listened to you,
for
mate.
For fuck's sake, we had a phone for like an hour.
Okay, maybe we'll talk about it another day. All I feel is
like,
that...
You're going to ask me something that you want me to be like happy about, so don't ask me that.
Look, all I'm going to say is I think shares are a very, and we've always agreed this, shares are an important part for motivating people.
And so don't underestimate what I've said. So yes, I want people to have shares, I really do.
Yeah, they're an important part of motivating, whether it's me, Linton, Aubrey, if he continues, whatever, etc. We need to have that. The other thing I think you've got to factor in is, in all of this, I know you took the fight on with Ranveer, but me and Linton took on the fight with you.
Hang on, Jace. You absolutely did.
I think for that reason, we need to factor that in shareholding, because that, in that regard, has allowed you to go from, you know, whatever you were at the start, you were what?
12%? I mean, no, I made a lot of money out of it.
Yeah, you were 12%, but now you're 52%.
I've made no money out of doing this.
I know you've not made any money, but I think there has to be a recognition that, certainly in that last
Jason,
30%.
I've just said to you, I acknowledge that. I want you to have shares. I'm telling you my fucking very point. Like, there's 3 years. Yeah, the pain I've been through.
Yeah,
gives me a majority, and that is the end of it. Okay, I will do everything in my power to buy shares off Matthew or Anthony or give you shares or structure in whatever way we need. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to enforce that power. I'm just telling you, as a person, that is my reward for my pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that does not mean you do not get what you deserve and your shares and your bonus and whatever. You absolutely should get it. I did not go on this journey on my own, and nor am I arrogant. I might be. No, I'm not arrogant enough. Yeah? And I'm not naive enough. I did not come on this journey on my own. I have not made a success of this company on my own. I have done it with colleagues and friends who work their fucking nuts off, and that includes you and Mince.
And that's why I think the shareholding needs to reflect that. And ultimately, that's why I think there needs to be a conversation around the table to say, this is what shares go
but
to.
But who's going to be at the table? Because if metal's at the table, I'm just going to bash him in the face.
No, and maybe there's a conversation to be said with metal to say, well, actually, we took on the fight 2 years ago.
Can I tell you what I honestly think is fair?
But I also think Mehul has value to add going forward.
The company bought the shares back. That means Mehul gets 24.73%. It means that Anthony and Matthew got 20%. If Mehul opts the other course, it means they end up with 10%. That leverages something like 10, 12, 13%. I think that should go to you and Linton.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's my view. Come on, please get off the phone now.
All right, well, let's get off the phone and let's let some water go under the bridge and reconvene.
Which bridge is it going to be?
Well, let's think.
It's going to be like, I quite like the Humber. Like the Humber Bridge.
I definitely think we need to have
a lot of good things. I'll speak to you next week.
All right.
All right.
don't send any emails to people. It's just, well, you don't need to, okay?
Well,
actually, you know what? Send as many emails as you want, I don't care.
Look.
Whatever you want to do, mate.
Look, the long and short of it, I only did those in response to what you did earlier. I held off.
I haven't even fucking read your emails. Just somebody texted me. Jason sent an email.
Well, you know what they say. But look, I almost...
I swear to you, on Ben's life, I have no idea what they said.
No, no, if you haven't read them, you haven't read them, that's fine. But you know, you can read between the lines of what they probably say.
I honestly don't know what they said. I've got no idea what they said. And you don't need to explain to me, I'll probably read them later, okay, fine.
But
I rang you because I told you. I rang you because I care about you. End of story. I do feel upset by having to work out. You should have called me last night and said, blah, blah, on the contract, blah, blah. You got to understand, mate, I'm always willing to go further than anybody else, like, as in, like...
I didn't want to speak to people after that email came through from Mehol, and I thought it was better because I thought would be angry.
I'm going to be categorically honest with you and say, I didn't even bother reading it.
No, but I wanted the water... I left it in good faith that basically, let's talk today, and then I saw the company's house stuff, and I just thought that looked like a provocation to me. That's the way I saw it.
It was a protective action. Anyway, but the point is, I didn't need metals either, right? But, I'm going to ask you a question now. Is it wrong that I was almost excited by this Mehol's email? I was like, okay, here we go. I was almost like, here we go, another fight. And I do worry that I've almost become Schneider-esque in terms of enjoying the fight.
Well, people do say that. And I think there needs to be something to prove to people that actually you don't want the fight.
So I'm telling you, I don't want the fight. But when people bring it to me, so like when Mel comes to me, like last night, I'm like, I am a bit like, here we go. It's almost like that weird brain thing. You know, I'm like, I'm so exhausted and tired, or it's almost like I'm just, I don't know, you know what I mean? It's like almost like just super, almost.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make me happy, mate. Like, fighting doesn't make me happy. You know that. It's really been a fucking tough couple of years, and I really don't want to fight anybody. I really don't. But, you know, I've got no choice then. It was nice to chat. Please fuck off now, because it's on the phone.
Yeah, so it's just
48 minutes now. It's just 48 minutes, but this was like the second call. So
it feels like a lot longer.
Jason, I care about you, mate. Please.
Okay.
Please don't forget who I am.
Alright, fair enough. No. Oh, well, let's touch base later. Okay.
And the other things you've asked for and laid at my door, okay, I'll try and sort that out, okay?
You see why I raise these things. I don't want to be an arsehole.
But don't raise them, Jason. Don't raise them with everyone, mate.
I do try to raise stuff with you, and sometimes...
No, you have tried to raise them. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say that that's fair. You have tried to raise stuff with me.
My problem is I feel like it's been a struggle to get you to listen sometimes.
No, you'd be surprised, mate.
In the last couple of months.
Actually, I do.
And that's why, you know, I have started to question things. And I don't want to. Anyway,
when you do.
Yeah, let's leave the call for now.
But you know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, if you do fight me, you know, like, I don't mean to sound like a dick here, but you know me well enough, mate. I don't want to fight you, mate. I don't want to fight you. I want you to be happy, mate. You're supposed to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fight you, man.
All right, well, let's
if I did want to fight you, I'd bury you with what we're doing right now. and you would fight back and the company would die. And they know that I'm so principled fucking moron that I would let that happen. I don't want that. It's like...
Well, that's the point.
I fucking begged Rambit back in the day. I said, Rambit, please don't make me be this person. Please. I don't want to be. I don't want to be a fighter. It makes me unhappy. It's just when it happens, I don't know how to back away from it. Alright?
Okay.
I hope you appreciate it. I called you. Thank you for your time and your honesty. Yep. And you big fucking prick. Pick up.
Alright. Well, I'll catch you later. Okay?
We'll catch up later. There's no resolution to the call. We're just catching up. Okay? We'll talk on other shit.
Okay. Alright. Well, let's let the water pass.
Thanks.
Okay. Catch you in a bit. Bye.
Jay. Okay.